Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new edition of Phillies Today. Your host, Francisco Rojas. Sorry, I've been sick for about a week now. So pardon me if I sound, nasally or any of that fun stuff. Just excuse me. Hopefully I can get over this, whatever it is, whether it's a sinus infection, whether it's just a regular cold. But I've also been dealing with like fatigue and tiredness. So this isn't like your natural normal cold. So, but just regardless, if I sound a little bit different today, it's because of that. Just want to let the audience know. But actually, I blame the Phillies for their lack of, I want to say lack of effort. I'm not going to say that all the way there because that's not the entire team, but just not playing great baseball, and it has shown in the last couple of days against the arch rival New York Mets. Another loss, 4-1 this time, at the hands of Mark Canna. Really, it was Mark Canna and Carlos Carrasco who did most of the damage for the Mets in this game. Got a bit of a, I don't want to say a different show for you guys today. I do want to get to the short recap. And then I kind of want to get into, really, I want to get into a spiel here about, are we at the point that we should be panicking as Phillies fans? Or when would be the appropriate time to panic as Phillies fans? And what would that scenario look like? So a lot to unfold there, but that's what I really want to get into today. So we're going to get into that. A couple of key news and notes to talk about as well regarding, a key offensive player and a huge bullpen arm as well. So we'll get to that, and then we'll preview the game that starts in just about under 2 hours against the Mets to wrap up the series, where the Phillies do face Max Scherzer with Taijuan Walker on the mound for your Fightins. So quick game recap. Top third, Edmundo Sosa up to bat. At first, it looked like it was a double off the top of the wall, but upon further review, Sosa just got it over I think is an orange line. It's like an orange line out there in left center field. And Mundo Sosa hits a homer, 1-0 ball game. But that same inning, bottom of the third, Mark Canha hits a 2-run bomb for the New York Metropolitans to make it a 2-1 game. And really, they wouldn't look back. Mark Canha, again, an inning later in the bottom of the fourth with a 2-RBI single to make it a 4-1 game. And the Mets, again, would not look back to take the victory and take the series win. As even if the Mets lose today, they still get the series win against our arch rival. Looking like more of the same for the Phils this year against the Mets, as I don't even remember what, I don't want to remember what the record was last year against the Mets, but it was not good. It was terrible and not a good start. Again, they don't have to play the Mets as many times this year because of the balanced schedule. So I guess in a way, thank God. But Phils lose 4-1. Carlos Carrasco, very good outing. Aaron Nola on the other end, and we're going to get into him here and just evaluating the team as far as panicking goes. Nola, not a great Nola outing. I mean, it wasn't horrible. He wasn't the reason they lost the game. I mean, you got to score more than one run to win a ball game. But at the same time, Nola, not a great outing, four earned. So again, it was a lot of Mark Canha and Carlos Carrasco doing the damage for the Mets. So when is it time to panic about this Phillies team? Because no matter what fans say, they're always going to say, oh, you're reacting too early, you're overreacting this, you're overreacting to that. I still think it's regarding the circumstances. Now, this depends on the circumstances, and I'm going to get into this, okay? And I'm not saying that the Phillies don't have to play good baseball in the next month, because I do. I think they have to play good baseball. But you know how baseball goes. Ebbs and flows, you can just get unlucky. And that's not what the Phillies are doing right now. Like, they're not getting unlucky. Like, they're not, like, Trey Turner is not unlucky right now. Kyle Schwarber is not unlucky. Nick Castellanos, he's not on the hook right now either. He did not have a great May. You know, the entire team were runners in scoring position for the most part. Not good. Not good. They're not off the hook for that. It's not unlucky. But you know how baseball goes. Baseball is a sport of, dude, you can just be clobbering the baseball, maxing out exit velocity at 120, Giancarlo Stanton-esque, and you're just hitting the ball right at people, and they're outs. But over time, that will change, because it's how baseball goes. You could have a horrible 2 weeks where, again, you're just in the worst slump of your life. But if you're taking good at-bats and doing the right things, you'll eventually get out of it. I'm saying that to say that the Phillies just need to play good baseball over the next month and not worry about the results. And I know that sounds crazy to say. Sounds crazy. It's like, oh, well, it's all about the results. I know. I of course it is. But at the same time, baseball is a game of, you know, it's the big part of it is luck. I'm not excusing the Phillies if they don't have a great month of June. This is as far as panic goes, okay? The Phillies need to show us over the next month, guys like Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, you know, key players here, they need to show over the next month that they can just play good baseball. Trey Turner can take good at-bats, start, you know, not chasing so much. Kyle Schwarber getting his average over 200. I mean, it is June, so maybe it's time for, you know, maybe this is when Schwarber is going to just start destroying the baseball and hit 20 home runs this month. Go Sammy Sosa, 98, had that type of month. It's possible. I'm not saying that. But the Phils, again, I don't think it's time to panic yet. Even if by the end of the month, this month, they go 500 or even go a little less, but they're doing the right things. They're, you know, they are not making stupid plays in the outfield, not making stupid base running mistakes, stuff like that, which they have over the last month or so. If they're doing the right things, even if it just so happens that Nola and Wheeler are having consistent good outings, but the offense isn't giving them tremendous run support, and they're losing those games, which isn't a great thing. But if you're getting good outings from those guys, your horses, because Nola's been inconsistent, even Wheeler to a certain extent, but more so Nola. Because like those are the guys I'm looking at to start playing well, at least just doing the right things, like showing that they're not just going to have a down year altogether. Okay. Again, they don't have to necessarily get hot and win 22 of 30 games. I'm not saying, you know what I mean? They don't have to do that. As long as the Phils can show that they're doing the right things this month, that is what I am more concerned about. As, you know, for later in the season, especially that's where they get hot, right? They get hot, but if they're doing the right things, it'll eventually come August, September, when it really, really, really matters. And July too. July, even hovering around the All-Star game. Okay. So that's what I'm looking for in the month of June. Not saying, I mean, yes, please win more games than lose. But I'm looking more for the team to do the things that not do these things that they have done over the last month or so, which is, again, stupid base running mistakes and, you know, just to bad fielding plays, just like stuff like that. Okay. Nola have more consistent outings. Okay. Like guys like Schwarber, Turner, Nola, Castellanos. Again, I Castellanos last year had a good April, had a really good April. And then tailed off in May, and then it really started to tail off around this time last year. You know, I felt, and I think a lot of us felt like we got baited back into Castellanos. We're not there yet, man. If you really look at the projectile from last year to where he's at right now, he's actually on track to do exactly what he did last year, as far as the average and on base percentage go. You know, so like Nick Castellanos isn't off the hook. Okay, so those are guys that are key so far for me. Those are four or five names that, off the top of the head, need to get it going. Taijuan Walker, huge. Taijuan Walker. I'm not worried about Ranger Suarez. Like, Ranger just came off a really good outing. Ranger's still getting, like, you know, back into it. What is he, like, three or four starts in now? Like, I'm not there with Ranger. Like, I feel good about Ranger. I feel good. Taijuan Walker, though, like, he's somebody in June that I got to feel good about by the end of this month. Like, you had a consistently solid outings. Like, that you can be the three or four starter. Okay, like, Walker's got to be that guy. Not do what he's done the first 2 months, which is like, good start here, bad start there. Good start here, bad start there. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing all that, okay? I'm done with that. And then fifth starter. Like, what are they going to do about the fifth starter? Is maybe Bailey Falter is just going to stick down in the minors the entire time? Like, Dylan Covey is obviously not the answer. I'm not sure. I haven't really seen anything. At least I haven't. On Twitter or anything to point to what they're going to do. Maybe Plassmeyer. I haven't exactly seen what the deal is going to be with the fifth starter, but would love to know your thoughts out there, what they're going to do with that. So fifth starter is definitely a big concern. And the bullpen's key. The bullpen, like Gregory Soto, I would love to see a better June out of him than we've seen, because we have not seen the Gregory Soto that we traded for. Like, we've gotten more out of Cody Clemens. If that's not a shot at Cody Clemens, like, Cody Clemens has been good. Like, Cody Clemens is probably the starting first baseman right now for the next, like, at least week or so while Alec Bohm is out. And we'll get to that update in a second. So, Soto needs to be better. Like, Kimbrel, can we get a more consistent Craig Kimbrel? Can Sir Anthony be Sir Anthony? Can Jose Alvarado, we'll get to him in a second. He's supposed to come back middle of this month. Come back a couple of weeks, possibly. That's big. So I say all that stuff to say, like, you still need to be a little patient. Just be a little patient right now. I know it's hard, but we're not hitting that panic button yet. Let's revisit this in, you know, 3 weeks. I obviously, like, Dombrowski is going to be monitoring this. You know, what the front office does. They're looking at this team every single day. What can we do to make this team better? And they're probably already looking ahead to the trade deadline. Like, is it going to be a fifth starter? Is it going to be another bat? Maybe both. So the front office is monitoring this every day, obviously. But I think what they're doing right now, which is the smart thing, is like, let's not panic on the season yet. 25-30, not a great record, but, you know, again, play good baseball this month. Don't worry so much about the results. Like, yes, you want to win games. Obviously, that's the name of the game. But Turner, get it going. Schwarber, get it going. Nola, be more consistent. Runners in scoring position. Like, that's key. And then you'll definitely start winning baseball games. But again, start doing the right things. Just do the things you're supposed to do. There's too much talent in this lineup to not to be going, it feels like, every night. Like, 1 for 10, runners in scoring position. 0 for 7. You know, your occasional big game. Like, that's the lineup's too talented, man. Like, even without Reese. And I know the Reese thing was big. But even without Reese, this still talented lineup, top to bottom. Like, Turner, like, Harper, Real Muto, Castellanos, Schwarber, like, his lineup's still too talented. Brendan Marsh has been good this year. Too talented of a lineup, okay? So, that's where I'm at. Still need to be patient. Let's revisit this. If we're, like, July 1st, if we are, like, June 25th to July 1st, and this team is still playing, you know, last week of June, still playing the same way they've been playing, yeah, it's time to start hitting that panic button, because that'll mean maybe they're, like, 10 games under 500, and it's like, man, what are we doing at the trade deadline? Like, what's the answer this year? Like, what do we do with Aaron? Is Aaron Nola still, you know, not pitching well this year? Is he feeling too much pressure under a contract? You know, being in a contract year, like, is that an issue? What do you do with Aaron Nola? And I know we're overthinking it, looking too far ahead to a certain extent, but I'm saying we'll revisit that in, you know, 21 to 25 days, okay? But not right now. Let's not hit the panic button yet. You know, the schedule is lining up to be, it's weird this month. You know, you got the Mets today, Nats, Tigers, Dodgers, D-backs, A's, Braves, Mets, Cubs. So kind of all over the place. You're playing some not so great teams in the Tigers and Nats, but some good teams in the Dodgers, D-backs, Braves, the Mets again. So we'll see. Again, we'll revisit it. Some news and notes. It looks like Alec Bohm is heading to the IL due to a hamstring soreness? I want to double check. I had it here somewhere. I thought I saw Corey Simon tweeted it. Yeah, so Bohm goes on the injured list with a hamstring issue. So infielder Drew Ellis is on the lineup card for the Phils today off the bench. He has 100 big league plate appearances with the Diamondbacks and Mariners. He's hit 269, 380, 628, AAA. So Drew Ellis, again, we'll get to that in a second, not in the lineup today, but Bohm with some the hamstring issue, hopefully not out too long. I haven't seen any updates on what the timetable would be, so we'll see with that. So there's your update on Bohm. Jose Alvarado with the left elbow inflammation. Still, it seems like they expect their return is mid-June. I had it here. Let me get it. Okay, so this is tweeted from Matt Gelb about 20 minutes ago. So Alvarado will go to AAA Lehigh Valley for a rehab outing Saturday. Probably one more after that, then back in the majors. So almost there, man. A couple of weeks. Almost there with Alvarado. That's big, though. We could definitely use Alvarado back. Update on Derek Hall, who is a 60-day IL. You remember he tore his UCL in his right thumb way back. Was it to start the season or just spring training? I don't even remember. But basically what I'm reading here is, according to Rob Thompson, he needs to get a good amount of at-bats before the Phils consider bringing him to the big league club. In other words, he will need to play well. He had surgery on April 12th to repair a torn ligament in his right thumb. Same injury on April 5th, jammed his thumb in second base. I think that was against the Rangers. I forget. But Hall could be activated as early as June 5th. But they need him back. So, I mean, that's June 5th. I mean, that's soon. I mean, they could use Derek Hall back as soon as possible now, especially with this Alec Bohm update. So there's your update on Derek Hall. And Christian Pache, I didn't... Is this right that he could be possibly back mid to late June? Yeah, it says Pache is expected to play, and this is again on the Phillies website, expected to play an extended spring training in Clearwater beginning on June 1st. He had a right knee lateral I can't even say that word. Meniscectomy? I think that's right. Meniscia, whatever. I'm not even going to try. On May 1st, he suffered the meniscus tear in the fifth inning of a 3-1 win over the Astros on April 28th. So we'll see, because they could use Pache back too. They could use everything they can get at this point. I know it sounds like I'm panicking, but I'm just saying in general, just the way they performed, you could use everything that you can get, all the depth, everything. Yeah, I mean, because it seemed like they actually had some decent depth to start the year, but then a bunch of injuries started happening, which can happen to baseball teams. We get it. It's sports. So yeah, that's all I got for you on the news and notes. Not all I got for you, because there's a good amount there. But the Bohm one, concerning. Not super concerning, but concerning, because just to where the Phils are at right now, again, eat all the offense you can get. And Alvarado, a couple of weeks, possibly, man. Good news. Derek Hall, possibly good news. Christian Pache, possibly good news. So there you go on the news and notes for today. And then a little preview for today's last game in the series against the New York Mets. Game starts at 1:10 Eastern time with Taijuan Walker versus Max Scherzer. Walker going against his former team in the New York Mets. Mets are 29-27 now, third in the NL East. Yeah, Walker on the mound coming off a good outing against Atlanta. But again, I mean, the key with Taijuan Walker is consistency. Can he continue to keep up these good outings? That's what we need to see out of him, because I'm not going to give a proper, praise to when he deserves the praise, because he deserves praise for the last outing he had. But for a guy that's making, what, 4 years, $72 million in the next, you know, couple of years, like, you got to perform better than you have. So I'll give you that praise truly when you give us consistent outings and, you know, you don't get the blame that you've gotten over the last, you know, couple of months to start your Phillies career. And on the other side, Max Scherzer coming off a good outing against Colorado. Obviously, Mad Max is Mad Max. So hopefully you can get to Max early and, you know, get him out of there, and because you don't want Max to go, you know, beyond six innings and whatnot, because we know what Hall of Famer Mad Max can do. So again, Scherzer coming off a good, so both these pitchers coming off a good outing against Colorado, but, you know, for Taijuan, maybe a little motivation playing against his former team, and Scherzer on the other side, always going to be tough, you know, facing a guy that's going to be headed for Cooperstown, you know, sometime after he retires. So should be a good one today. Lineup cards for the Phils. Batting first and playing second base, Bryson Stott. Hitting second, playing short, Trey Turner. Hitting third, designated hitter, Bryce Harper. Cleanup spot and playing right field, Nick Castellanos. Hitting fifth and playing left field, Kyle Schwarber. And right after Schwarber, hitting sixth, is Brandon Marsh in center field. Cody Clemens right after, playing first base, hitting seventh, followed by Edmundo Sosa at third base and Garrett Stubbs to round out the lineup, who will be doing the catching duties for the Phils. And on the other side, at home for the New York Mets, Brandon Nimmo in center, hitting leadoff, Francisco Lindor, shortstop, hitting second. Batting third, Jeff McNeil hitting playing second base. Pete Alonso in the cleanup spot, playing first base. Brett Beatty, the young Mets prospect, at the hot corner. Starling Marte in right field, hitting sixth. Daniel Vogelbach hitting seventh as a designated hitter. Mark Canha back to terrorize the Philadelphia Phillies, hitting eighth in left and ninth. With a fantastic first name, Francisco Alvarez, behind the backstop for the Mets. So that rounds out today's little preview for the series ending game against the Mets and the Phils. That's going to do it for me. I want to know from you guys, when are we hitting the panic button? And why are we hitting the panic button if it's right now? When and why? When would it be? if you're in the panic button for the Phillies. Are we going to have to? Maybe we don't have to. Maybe they get hotter in the next 2 weeks. Kyle Schwarber just hits like 50 home runs, you know, in the next whatever 2 weeks, and we're all just go home happy, and the Phillies will win the World Series, right? That's how it goes in Philadelphia. But yeah, that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Stay tuned tomorrow for a new episode of Phillies Today. Yeah, go Phils.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.